7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who's a problem in and of herself. And then there's Heather Bachman, who's here, and Jennifer Horn. They're all here together. And just little old me. Did McFadden go away someplace? Isn't he going away for like 2 weeks? Is that today?
Well, no, I think he's away next week, right?
Next week?
And I'm away, too.
He's got, and me too.
Oh, hey, you're on your own, bud.
Jump on that.
Heather,
right?
Heather's here to protect me.
Oh, boy.
That's all. Yeah.
I think Rich is supposed to be here today, but not tomorrow. But I can't remember.
I don't
know.
Listen, these people, it's so easy to work for me. I'm the easiest
guy.
People
please.
Come and go, whatever, however. The only staple is me. I'm here always.
Sometimes we have to fill in for you.
Yeah, that's true, and you will have to actually. So
when you when nature calls.
Right. Well, not only that, I have the next week. I'm going to help my daughter move this weekend.
Oh, so tell him the real reason you're going.
No, that is the real reason. But I'm also there are three reasons for me going to Los Angeles this weekend. One of them is to go to a radio conference being held in Hollywood on Saturday during the day, and Saturday night. I've been invited to go to William Shatner's horse party. Is this
celebrity
is called,
horse show?
Is it called "There Are More Horses' Asses Than There Are Horses"?
Yes, and they're all going to be at this event.
They're all going to be there.
No, it's actually really cool, and you're going to get to see Joe, what's his name from the Eagles? Joe Walsh.
I am okay. Good. So it'll be interesting. We have a round table. Which will have everybody at it that I care about, except Jennifer.
Except me, because I usually go, but it's Stagecoach weekend, so, I got to hit the desert.
And then Megan is moving. She and her husband are moving on Sunday, and I'm in charge of the delicate items. The short mother used to be in charge of the delicate items, so now I have been relegated. Whenever they move.
Is that like her underwear?
Tony,
or?
Oh, no, she would. Tony would wrap every single dish, every cup, every glass, everything that was breakable. She'd wrap it about 13 times. And, in the underwear and other things. She was very good at that. Towels. She loved to use towels to wrap things up. So Megan said, Dad, you're in charge of the breakables and the, the stuff that Brendan's in charge of the dogs. And Matthew's got a bunch of his college students who obviously want to get a better grade before the term is up. So they volunteered to help the move. So
wait a second. How did Brendan get so lucky to just move some dogs?
Brendan has
He's just going to go hang out in a park all day while you guys are doing all the hard work. Well,
Brendan has heretofore been the major mover. And apparently, I don't know whether Matthew mentioned this in one of his classes, but he mentioned that he was moving to some of his students. And said, can we help you? It's like, okay, boss, can we help you? So four of them said, hey, we'll help you. We'll be happy to. So Matthew said to Brendan, you don't have to, I got these four kids, four students who come over. And Brendan said, that's fine. I'll take care of the dogs. All right. So that was the end of that. Everybody's been delegated.
And then he went, score.
Right. Exactly. So, and then Monday I have a couple of things to do. So Tuesday morning I will leave early. That's the point of this conversation. And so you'll have to do without me on Tuesday morning for a while. All right, think you can handle that, Jen?
I'll be in charge, Dougie.
You can be in charge. Speaking of in charge, the lady in charge of the Queen of Cheap Report is Roberta Fasanelli. What good things do you have coming up for us later on in the hour?
Ooh, we got goodies from Starbucks, and we have goodies from Curves, and we have goodies from magazines, and we also tell you how to make a homemade weed killer.
I didn't think you liked to kill the weed, Roberta.
I thought you liked to smoke it, not kill it.
Right. Okay, that's good. Very nice. All right, so Jennifer, the television angle that we will have later on, miscellaneous television tidbits.
Okay, coolest pairing of the day, Vince Vaughn and Tony Danza. I will tell you what they will be doing in the TV report.
Ooh.
Plus, we will talk a little bit about Lane Garrison and his trouble. He's a former Prison Break star, and a lot more.
Did Noah Wiley get arrested in Washington yesterday?
Sure did. That'll be in the TV report as well. Right. Thanks for reminding me.
It seemed to me I heard that a little.
Yeah, he did. You want to know what happened?
No, not till later.
Okay.
Cameron Diaz. who I think is kind of a attractive woman.
She's hot, yeah.
Yeah. She's in a new movie called What to Expect When You're Expecting, which is out next month. And she has been interviewed promoting the movie. And basically the question that all these sophomoric, these people from the entertainment press are asking her, well, when do you think you'll get married and have a baby?
Ugh, I'd kill him.
It's just amazing how superficial people, she's 39 years old. She says that society puts too much pressure on women to make them think that their lives will be complete only if they have children. And I will tell you, I've had the same conversation with my daughter, who is 38. 38? It's 1973? Yeah. She's 30, be 39 this year. And she's been giving a lot of thought to having a baby. She was going to have a baby before Tony got really sick. And that they talked about it. One of the reasons Tony moved to California is because Megan wanted to have a baby and she didn't really want to not work. And so Tony said, okay, I'll be the helper.
Babysitter. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the point here is that she said, I have never said that I don't want children. I haven't had children yet, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't feel like my life would all be ruined if I didn't have children. I wonder from a woman's point of view, Roberta, you've had children.
Yes.
Heather's had children. Mm-hmm. Jennifer has not had children. Jennifer wants to have children.
Oh, and the stress is on. She is not wrong. She is not wrong in this at all. Everybody's like, when are you going to settle down? When are you going
to
do that?
I want to tell him to go, you know, do what
I want to tell him, too, because you know what? I already put enough pressure on myself for everything else in my life, and I don't need anybody else telling me what they think my time frame needs to be.
Yeah.
And that I totally get what Cameron's saying. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Good, and I'm glad she said something about
it. I like her.
Well, not and also not every woman is meant to be a mother.
Yeah.
This is true. There are a lot of women I know that should never have had children.
Right.
They are awful mothers.
Yeah.
Yep. Awful.
Yeah. You see that all
and
the time.
And their kids are awful.
Horrible.
And you know, as far as the whole time frame thing, the one thing I have to say, I had my oldest when I was 22, my second when I was 32, and then I was a little early on my final Ella at 40. But each decade that I've become a mother has become better and better. So I think just as far as becoming a mother later in life, rather.
Absolutely.
You're just more grounded.
Yes.
You're more comfortable.
It's about getting married later in life.
Mm-hmm.
You're more
great.
Yeah. You got it. You have a clue. You got Tony was pregnant when at the same time you were at that age, and Megan came out when she was 23, and Brendan came out when he was 26, and by the time we were 30, we were divorced.
That's so easy. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Right. But I would say, I don't know your oldest daughter, but I know your other two children, and I know that you are a wonderful mother. You're a really good mother, whether you got that from just instinctively.
I like
or whether,
it.
Yeah,
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah,
I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, right. And not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just, either are careless with their children, or they try too hard, they worry too much about all the little aspects. The kid's got to fall down.
Yeah, dirt on her.
The diaper has to leak.
Yeah. Let it go.
Right.
Yeah, they come in the house crying. I go, is it bleeding? No.
You're fine.
Can you move it? Yeah, you're fine.
It hasn't fallen off yet.
You're fine.
All right. And it's going to happen more because you're on the farm now. Kids are going to be all over the stuff, and they're going to fall down. They're going to get hurt. Because that's, climb up stuff and...
Jaden is the one we'll have to watch.
Yeah.
He will do a backflip off of the top of any highest point.
Right. And he's 10, right?
Yes.
10. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think that this exercise in parenting that is so false, excuse me, it is just, I mean, it's easy to talk about it and people say, oh, I don't want... Because women and men, I think we've hit upon the point, are not ready until much beyond what most of them think is the proper time to get married and have children. That's why, 55% of the first marriages end up in divorce. The latest stats, by the way, show more people in second marriages getting divorced than first marriages.
Really?
And when you marry a third time, even more of those are happening. More divorces happen with a third marriage than do with a second marriage than do with a first marriage. 74% of third marriages end in divorce within 3 years.
Wouldn't you think at some point it would have to stick?
Or why would you do it?
You know,
Richie always loves it when I get off on this, but I don't.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Wait, when you get married later in life, let's say you're over 45 or so, why would you get married a second time if you're over 45?
So all right, Mitch, go ahead. Throw your. You might as well throw your softball.
Richie
loves, even when we're not on the air, he loves to tell people about how he does. Don't get Doug talking about marriage.
Well, Richie is like one of the rare few that like loves his wife. And
yeah,
stuff.
But just
you know,
because you're a knuckle dragging Cro-Magnon who can't commit to one person.
I'm a knuckle dragging Cro-Magnon. You are calling me a knuckle dragging Cro-Magnon.
You think that
the
you
guy
some
who is all about beer,
because you've come
short
this
skirts, and hamburgers?
Yeah.
You're calling me a knuckle dragging Cro-Magnon?
Don't forget the muscle car in the driveway.
Oh, my God. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
There's a Geico app now? What do you
Let's
do with
it?
A Geico app. What do you do with a Geico app?
The little lizard.
No, but that, yeah, that's the gecko. The gecko from Geico.
Right.
But the app.
Kind of like Siri on iPhone, you know, on the iPhone.
Yeah, but what would you do? What would you do with an iPhone app for Geico? It's an insurance company.
Yeah, you
go
find
online.
Insurance.
How is it different than when just going online? And, you know, here's my car, and this is how many, this is my driver's license, and give me a quote. I mean, that's basically.
It's going to be the same, but it's an app instead of having to go online.
Right.
What's the difference?
Well, some people don't have their computers with them all the time.
Well, I mean, you can go to the Geico. You don't have to. You can still go to the Geico website. You can go to DougStefan.com on a smartphone. Matter of fact, a lot of people listen to this program at DougStefan.com. Have their iPhones in operation. Listen to me. What'd you say?
Does that then make it a dumb phone?
But because they're listening to you?
Yeah,
21 after the hour.
Right.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits.
Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways.
1,000 packets of heirloom seeds.
1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map.
1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss.
10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Sheely.
And plenty more.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Go to GetPreparedExpo.com.
One-day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15.
At GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Last night's Voice, how many people were in attendance watching that on television?
Oh, you know I was.
Right, the people without a life.
That's right.
Including Heather.
I had it on in the background.
Yeah.
Or I would have been watching.
Okay. I was reupholstering my dining room chair, so
good
I had
for
it
you.
On in the
congratulations.
Background.
This is Jamar Rogers with It's My Life opening up the show.
Bon Jovi here.
Anybody yeah. like this?
No. Yeah. I like Bon Jovi better.
I mean, we can say that about all of these. We all are bound to like the original versions of the song.
Not
by definition.
Always.
No,
that's why
times,
they're hits.
A lot of times, some of these guys will take something and change it up to where you're like, that is really
that's
an
cool.
interesting version of this song. I'd never thought to do that.
This guy just sounds like he's shouting, though, which makes him less rocky to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him. I just don't think it was a good choice of songs for him last night.
The judges liked him.
They did.
He sounds stretched.
I hear up next is Katrina Parker with Jar of Hearts.
I like her voice.
She has, Jen, her voice is outstanding. Last night she really shined and she really stepped out as her own because she has been like the Adele clone. And then finally last night she sang.
So the judges thought she had a breakout performance as well, apparently.
Oh, yeah. She was almost like perfection.
Perfection. I then Team CeeLo, including CeeLo.
Oh, this was so much fun.
Doing Dancing in the Street. There's a lot of energy behind this. Hard to screw this up.
Oh, it was a blast. It was stage 12, too.
How many people on each of these teams?
Right now, as of last night, we were down to four on each.
Four.
We'll see what happens this evening. Last night was not an elimination night. Says tonight will be.
Ah.
So last night was the performance. It was the time for them to try and shine.
And they seem to be doing that. All right, up next, Richie, is Mathai. Is that how you?
Matai.
Matai, even though it's spelled Mathai. Singing I'm Like a Bird. So, this was well received, but some of the ancillary stuff going on around her was a mess, is that right? I'm just reading
well,
the reviews.
Yeah, there was kind of you know, a crazy guy flying around doing some aerobatic stuff that was a little distracting.
Distracting.
Honestly, you know, I did feel last night that it was said in an interview with her that she was a little concerned. She didn't want to sound too much like Nelly Furtado, whose song that was originally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it felt to me like she was just trying a little too hard not to sound like her. And I think that worked against her. Yeah. I could be alone on that, though.
You could be.
I could be.
All right. Next up is it Missoni? I heard this guy pronounce his name. James Missoni.
James. That's our hometown boy, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, our Boston boy.
Just the Way You Are. I'll take the best. Good song.
Great song.
Didn't hit the mark, though.
Sweet performance. He's really sweet. He is, and I'm still going with that old-fashioned teen heartthrob. And actually, you know what? His smile in his eyes that came to me last night, he is a young Tony Bennett.
Really?
Yes, he has that feel to him.
Well, he's got a nice Italian name. Speaking of good Italian names, Richie, go to 2419. It's Tony Luca singing Baby One More Time.
This is really interesting.
He's a musketeer.
He was a musketeer. He was a musketeer with Christina and with Britney Spears as well.
Justin Timberlake in that group.
Exactly. And as I'm sure you are probably well aware, this is one of Britney's songs. Right, Doug?
I like this. I have to
I loved
you.
It.
Is that
he
a little
good.
Slam? listen to that. Listen to this. As I'm sure you are well aware, this is a Britney Spears song.
It was so funny. Victoria came out. The next thing I heard, she's singing this song, and she came out, and she's dancing. And singing songs.
28 after on Good Day.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
How do you convince boomers that nightmares of a threadbare retirement don't have to come true? The answer? Get Betty White to cut a rap video. Boomers have bought more insurance policies than any other generation. And in the video titled, I'm Still Hot, White's all for cashing in on that huge hidden wealth through what's known as life settlements.
Each year, people pay their premiums for the promise of a financial payoff someday, hopefully a long way down the road. What very few of them have come to learn is that life insurance is no different from any other financial asset. Just like homes or cars or collectibles, life insurance can have a current value. Just as you purchased your policy, you are also free to sell it.
Sell it to whom? The Lifeline program, White's Choice, has a long record of protecting the interests of seniors whose life settlements it handles. And now it's expanding to boomers. Learn more at www.thelifeline.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Program. I talk, you listen.
That's right.
That's the way it works here. 800-510-82.
You write the checks.
55.
Shut
right.
the mouth.
Hey, it's much more fun when you have headphones on.
Yeah.
And you get to hear it directly in your ears.
Oh, that's very good, Richie. Very nice.
Huh?
Roberta's going to update us with her deals from the Queen of Cheap Box in just a matter of moments. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Research! Out today,
yeah,
shows that insects are a good source of protein.
See, so Starbucks should put them back in the coffee.
And boil those could meet the nutritional needs of a growing global population.
You know, 30 years ago, I went to a symposium at the United Nations where they were saying the exact same thing, and they brought in noted chefs in New York to prepare insects in different ways. So they prepared earthworms and crickets. Mm. I wasn't too fond of the stuff that you like. It's crunchy on the outside and gooey on the inside. That was kind of disgusting.
You mean the pop?
Really?
Yeah, but the earthworms were pretty good. They weren't bad. But it was a whole thing where you went around and you sampled that what the chefs had prepared. So this is a new idea.
Right. I think I told you guys this. It's been a while, though. My day job, one of the shows that we do is a food, wine, and travel show. And so there was a guest that came on that did gourmet bug dishes. Literally, they had ants on a log. And I'm not kidding. It was celery with peanut butter and real ants. They had spiders,
ants
cockroaches.
Lemony, right?
I don't know. I didn't eat it because it was gross. The ants were... The ants were huge. They were the biggest ants I've ever seen. They had like a big puffy ball on the end of them, so
they
I know
dead.
It was a lot.
They were cooked, though, right? They weren't still crawling in the peanut butter.
I don't know if they cook them. No, they weren't crawling.
They were dead, probably, yeah.
So, I mean...
Oh, they were stuck.
I mean, look at Fear Factor. All Fear Factor
like
did...
quicksand.
Yeah.
Right? They couldn't move.
All Fear Factor does is go to different countries around the world and look at what they eat and then bring those things here. So it's not like... You know, we're the only ones, well, I don't say we're the only, the developed nations don't eat bugs.
The Western world.
Right. No, but I'm sure.
Because it's gross.
Well, Marcel.
There are tribes in Africa where their main source of protein are termites.
Oh, that's
a delicacy, yeah.
Marcel Dickey, who is a professor specializing in food, has written a cookbook to promote the use of bugs
there you go.
As a food source. And to mark the book's launch, an insect chef is going to bake the world's largest grasshopper pie this week.
Oh, there were grasshoppers. There were. Those were crunchy, as I remember.
Will you be able to trade your beef and pork for mealworms, grasshoppers?
You know, I'm so good
going
vegetarian.
So
me too. Fine with that.
Yeah. All right.
As a vegetarian, you're okay with eating bugs?
Yeah. No, I'd rather just go vegetarian than eat bugs.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Are you still a vegetarian if you eat bugs, or is that still
I mean, it's not meat.
Or it is in a sense.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just small.
Right.
Well, they're not
like my grasshopper meat. Well done, please.
And like meat.
Arachnids and crustaceans.
I was just at one of those Japanese restaurants we were at last night where they cook them hibachi. Can you imagine them chucking a bunch of crickets out there and stir frying them around in front of you?
Oh, God.
What would it sound like if you threw them into the pot like a lobster?
And then there was silence.
Exactly.
Lobsters don't scream. That's the steam escaping from the
escaping from what?
Escaping from the shell of the lobster. But they're not screaming.
Not screaming?
So it doesn't hurt.
No, actually it doesn't. They have a very simple nervous system, lobsters.
Yeah.
Oh, hot water.
And they don't even have a heart. They have something called hemal arches that go around the lobster and kind of pump. So you can cut a live lobster in half. Oh. And the hemal arches will still be pumping because their nervous system is so simple. So there's your trivia for the day.
You know, she sits here all quiet and everything.
Why
most
did
of the
I
time.
Bring this up?
And then we start to get into the freakiest topics, the freakiest conversations. And here's Roberta, Miss Know-It-All, about arachnids and lobster nervous systems.
I think we kind of need to talk about the beavers here, too, don't you think, Rich?
Yeah, we mentioned it yesterday.
I did a little research on the beavers yesterday.
We were talking yesterday about the Starbucks red coloring that's made from bug parts. Mm-hmm. And that went into the conversation that apparently anything flavored raspberry comes from the juice that is squeezed from the anal glands of a beaver.
And this is true. Now, and they also use it in perfume. So the perfume that smells like leathery, that has like a spicy element to it.
I want to meet the guy who said, glands. You know,
yes.
I think that he squeezes beaver's butt.
There's a vanilla ice cream.
There's a Japanese belief that if you eat something new, you will live for 70 more days. So that's why we are all looking for new things to eat. New stories about, looking for, if you eat something new, the Japanese believe you'll live for another 70 days. Every time you eat something new, it adds 70 days to your life.
New meaning something new to you that you've never eaten before.
Correct. Yes, introduce something new into your body. Yeah. Right, so look, bring on the arachnids. 20 minutes for the hour. Let's get to the Queen of Cheap report for today. Roberta can take off her ugly hat and put on the regular Queen of Cheap dumpster diver gear.
That's the hazmat suit.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Well, speaking of Starbucks, let's start with Starbucks. Just a heads up, from May 4th through May 13th, they're having a happy hour. From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., you can get frappuccinos half price, which is really great, or two for one if you're with a buddy or something like that. We have a free ebook for you, How to Grow Tasty Tomatoes. Tomatoes! This is the time of year that you've got to think about starting your tomato seedlings, at the very least, because if you're in the Northeast, at least they should go on the ground by Memorial Day. So there's a whole book on planting seeds and dealing with diseases and growing amazing tomatoes and tomato recipes and stuff like that, too. It's in a free ebook. Also, once you have those tomatoes going, homemade weed killer. Remember yesterday we were talking about things to do with vinegar? Well, white vinegar is also a great homemade weed killer. It's eco-friendly. It doesn't pollute the environment. Just make sure you just get it on the weed and nothing else, because it will kill all the stuff around it as well.
That's white vinegar.
White vinegar, yes.
What a miracle substance this is.
Isn't that white vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar is good as well.
Yeah.
But
tastes better, too.
Well, apple cider vinegar, you can actually take a teaspoon of that every day, and it'll really do you good. But to use it like around the house, you really want the white vinegar, because otherwise your house will smell like salad.
And baking soda.
Right, white vinegar and baking soda for scouring, incredible stuff. Yeah. Curbs. Once you eat all those tomatoes, if you've developed a couple of extra curbs you want to get rid of, there's a free week at Curbs. It's new guests only, not valid with any other offer, blah, 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 blah.
That's
a free week.
Pervs.
No, pervs, right?
That's where I like to work out.
Want to learn how to be a perv? Get your raincoat and come here, little girl.
Watch this, boy.
Your raincoat opening 101, yes.
Good God. Would you keep going?
Okay, we have some Mother's Day and Father's Day gift ideas. They are coming up, folks. Don't be caught with your pants down if you're a perv. Father's Day magazine gifts. We've got Golf Week, Popular Science, and Motor Trend. A year for only $3.99, and you can buy multiple years, so that's a great idea. And then Mother's Day. This is a cute company that I thought I'd let you know about. Flirty Aprons, it's called. And they have a coupon code right now for 40% everything on their site. They're aprons that you can order for your mom or, you know, if you're got a dad who likes to wear flirty aprons. You know, your dad might be Chaz Bono or something.
Keep going,
like that.
Roberta. Keep it going. Keep it going.
And, you know, there's also a great website called Vitacost.com because, you know, you can spend a lot of time clipping a lot of coupons, and a lot of us do that. But you see the coupon, oh, $1 off, so you figure you're going to do that. But they really don't save a lot of money if that coupon is for something you don't want. Or even go to a company called Vitacost.com and experience something they call Mominomics, because at Vitacost you can get your better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, your supplements. They even have natural and organic foods, and it's all at up to 50% off. Plus, Vitacost ships every order over $49 right to your door, absolutely free. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
All right, that's that story. There is something else that I want you to be thinking about, and that's the way you look right now and whether or not you would like to change that look before the warm weather. We've had some nice, really flirtations with warmth all over the country. Very warm in the Southwest this past weekend. Got chilly here. Sort of temperate to where it's supposed to be, actually, in the Northeast. A little chilly, a little windy. But the fact of the matter, I always love these BS guys that say when they're being interviewed, the fact of the matter is, the fact is, though, that summer brings about this desire in you to look your best because you're going to have the least amount of clothing on, so you want to be attractive. For all those 71-year-old guys who, you didn't hear the story earlier. We had to, Jennifer and I had a caller from some, where was this guy?
He was awesome. I don't remember. I wish
I
did.
He was 71 years old. He was talking about how often
he gets
propositioned.
He said he does it really? At least 6 or 7 times a week, and he gets propositioned by 4 or 5 times by women from 20 years old to 40 or something.
Yeah.
Woo!
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's our hero of the day.
Well, he's not maybe yours, but he might be Richie's or mine. Anyway, losing the weight is what makes you feel good about yourself. So we all understand you eat more, don't exercise as much during the wintertime. You want to fit into that bathing suit, though, and here's the way to do it. TH-121. TH-121 contains a lot of natural ingredients that will reduce those unwanted cravings while enhancing fat burning at the same time. There are no excessive dosages of caffeine in this product, no excessive stimulants. TH-121 exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to help you lose weight. And because it turns your cells into fat-burning machines, it'll help you do it faster. Don't give up on your million-dollar body this summer. Call this number right now, 800-525-2710. That's the only way you can get TH-121. And the best thing about calling 800-525-2710 right now is that you'll receive a free bottle with your order. Buy a bottle at regular price, get a free bottle. You'll also get a free fat blocker. 800-525-2710. Looking great is just seconds away a day by calling 800-525-2710.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ProQS vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
In a new study released today, parents report 1 in 3 children who play team sports sustain injuries severe enough to require medical treatment. According to the report, commissioned by Safe Kids Worldwide and Johnson & Johnson, parents and coaches have misperceptions that result in overuse injuries, dehydration, and repeated concussions. More education is needed. Safe Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
With simple precautions, we can keep our kids healthy and enjoying the benefits of sports. Kids should take 1 to 2 days off from sports each week and at least 2 months away from a specific sport every year to protect against overuse injuries, overtraining, and burnout. Make sure your kids drink water every 15 to 20 minutes during play, and if you suspect your child has had a concussion, take them out of the game until cleared by a physician. When in doubt, sit them out.
For more tips, visit safekids.org.
By the way, Roberta, before we get to the television report, you'll be having to know that research out today shows that dark chocolate reduces stress hormones like cortisol and other fight-flight hormones.
And that's news?
Well, I think...
I've known that for years.
Well, you're so smart, you see. Why would I bother? Let's go to Jennifer.
It's her turn.
Who's not so smart.
No, that's not true. All right. Richie's the one who's not too smart, because when we go, every day we have to beg for the television theme so that we sort of set this apart from the rest of the thing.
No.
57 chances.
You start. I just don't want to step on you.
I want you to start, then I'll step on this. All right. So Nora Wiley, under arrest.
Let's talk about some arrest news. ER star Noah Wiley was arrested yesterday during a political protest in Washington, D.C. Funny, his co-star George Clooney was just arrested there about a month ago. Wiley was arrested along with 100 other members of the group ADAPT Adapt. They're trying to stop Congress from cutting Medicaid. Kind of a good cause. Group believes cutting Medicaid would force many elderly people into nursing homes instead of receiving treatment at their residence. So he's in and out of jail already, but he was making a statement.
Think about that scene, though. In there with people in wheelchairs, and the cops are having to arrest people in wheelchairs for protesting, and how uncomfortable that must be for the Capitol Police.
At least they aren't any runners. No.
Come on, keep going, will you, please?
Okay, Zach Galifianakis, remember him from The Hangover? He has a web series called Between Two Ferns, and it's coming to TV. So, good news, Comedy Central will air that special starting May 6th. Rosie O'Donnell will make her first appearance on TV since the OWN network canceled her talk show. She'll be on the Today Show this morning. You can check it out.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of the Today Show, yes?
Yeah. Katie Couric found out that her boyfriend, who was 17 years younger than she was cheating on her.
Unbelievable. Boyfriend.
What a shock.
I think she's kind of attractive, actually.
She is, and she's Katie Couric, but the guy's 17 years younger, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
All right, the Today Show.
13 to 17? Yeah,
34. 38.
Okay. Oh, he's old enough to know better then. The Today Show announced their summer concert schedule, scheduled to appear starting May 18th. Usher, the band Perry, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, Kenny Chesney, Maroon 5, Zach Brown Band, Train, Jason Mraz, and a whole lot more.
And you'll be happy to know that Ryan Seacrest just signed another 2-year deal to host American Idol for $15 million a year.
No raise, but pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I think I'd have quit. If I weren't getting more than $15 million to do that show, I would quit.
I'm out of there.
Yeah. It's 51 after on Good Day. Oh,
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
It's time for our weekly visit with Steve Penner. Steve has written the book, The Truth About Dating Revealed, How to Realize and Raise Your Dating Quotient. And today, with Mother's Day approaching, there is a need for us to discuss dating tips and advice for single and or divorced moms. So if you are one of those people and are looking for something for Mother's Day, this is good for any time of the year, I think. Because it is close to Mother's Day, let's find out what is a good thing for moms to do when it comes to dating. Steve Penner with us here on Good Day in just a moment.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
All right, let's see. Okay. Steve Penner, you really enjoy that, don't you? You enjoy throwing that stuff into my ear the second before I'm going to bring somebody on like Steve Penner, who is a recognized expert in the... And the only reason I don't tell the audience what it is because...
Because you'd be arrested. That's the only reason.
Steve, I apologize.
It's rude of us not to let
it. It's very rude, and the person who's rudest is McFadden.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Steve is the author of the book, The Truth About Dating Reveals. So Mother's Day is a few weeks away, and you've come up with some ideas for mothers. So I'm expecting you're going to have the same stuff for Father's Day, right?
Well, sure, I'll have tips for single fathers, but a lot of single mothers do not realize that actually they are in demand. A lot of women single mothers, you know, women with children, are hesitant to join a dating service or to try internet dating because they think that people may think that their kids are baggage or something like that. And the truth is that most dating services, and especially internet dating services, have a lot more single fathers than single mothers. Okay? I mean, couples get divorced. There are a lot of single fathers out there who are looking for women with children.
Really?
They want family-oriented women, and they're looking for women with children. And the fact is there just are not that many single women compared to men with children on dating services, on internet sites. And some of it is that the women think they can't afford it, or they don't want to. They feel they're taking money away from their children by joining. Well, I have always found that women are really in demand. I mean, a typical guy who's divorced, say in his late 30s, 40s, or 50s, who has children, is looking for a woman with children. And at the dating service lunch dates that I ran, we had tremendous success matching up single divorced dads with divorced moms.
Divorced,
and partially because they have so much in common. You know,
they're both miserable. Yeah,
they went through similar experiences, you know, breaking the news of the divorce to the children, parent moving out, dividing up possessions. They can just commiserate. They have a lot more in common than, say, a divorced guy with two kids meeting a never-married professional woman.
All right, so is your advice then for single mothers to join a dating site? And is there a dating site that's better than others? Is there a dating site called Single Moms?
No. My advice is they should join, but just join any of the large ones. Join eHarmony, join Match.com, join JDates if you're Jewish, and you'll find you're going to do a lot better than you expected. The women are really surprised when they do join and they find...
Is there a dating service called A-Dates?
A-Dates?
Arab Dates.
They probably are.
Or M-Dates, Muslim Dates.
Probably is. But I had one guy who called in to tell me that he was so excited that we had completed his straight. And by that he said, I have three kids, ages 4, 6, and 8, and I matched them with a woman with kids 5 and 7, and they're getting married.
Okay. Can you give me that guy's number? Maybe I can still talk him out of it.
God help them. Holy mackerel.
Steve Benner.
Big family.
The author of the book, The Truth About Dating, Reveal How to Realize and Raise Your Dating Quotient. Women who are mothers, join a dating site.